course, opening up the design process to the crowd is happening elsewhere, by other media outlets, various political groups, or web-friendly bands. All this is made possible through something called print-on-demand technology, which allows the production of small personalized orders, sometimes as small as just one, instead of those huge bulk orders that were necessary until not too long ago. At the center of this personalized print-on-demand universe is the website cafepress.com. Designers upload their work and then order T-shirts, underwear, or even baby bibs stamped with that design. In fact, anyone can search the site and order a product created by anyone else, making the site a sort of crowdsourced catalog that can react to cultural events with remarkable speed. Just 2 days after Barack Obama announced Joe Biden was his running mate, there were 50,000 products promoting the duo. Cafe Press CEO and co-founder Fred Durham says that because Cafe Press handles the production, inventory, promotion, and distribution, users can essentially be their own T-shirt company, as long as their designs are good enough to attract buyers.
So we could actually let people become kind of micro-entrepreneurs selling ideas and T-shirt designs with no money out of pocket because it is made on demand.
I saw one T-shirt that said, "Meat is murder, tasty murder." That made me laugh out loud. And if I am the designer of the "Meat is murder, tasty murder" T-shirt, and some third party decides to buy one or 12 of them, do I get a cut?
You do. So we have a base price for the products, and then we let the person who designs it set what the retail price should be. And once a month, we send checks off to the designers for that difference.
In addition to being an ongoing Web 2.0 business, you do double duty as sort of a political barometer, because by monitoring the sales of T-shirts from various points in the political spectrum, you can keep your finger on the pulse of the body politic, at least the body politic that covers its body with T-shirts. Who's doing better in the T-shirt space, Obama or McCain?
Definitely Obama. It's kind of, you're either for Obama or you're not interested in the election. McCain has not garnered through the entire election very much passion and interest from the community at all.
Now, does this augur poorly for John McCain, or is this just sort of a demographic quirk, Obama's audience overlapping with the message T-shirt wearing audience?
If this was our first election, I may think maybe it's a demographic issue. This is the third election we've been through. George Bush merchandise was very hot during the previous election. So unless George Bush skewed young and hip, which I don't think was the case, then that argument doesn't take hold. When we still had Ron Paul and Mike Huckabee, T-shirt sales were much closer to neck and neck. Every time one of the alternative Republican voices dropped off, the sales didn't go to McCain, but Obama's grew by just about the exact amount. The trends we've seen make kind of the T-shirt polls a very telling, perhaps even better than standard poll, view of what's really happening and where the elections are headed.
I just got to challenge you on that. Are you serious or just being glib when you say better than a traditional poll?
Just like product research, asking people what they think of products is a poor predictor of what people are actually going to buy. What we find with T-shirts, these aren't your average people at home. These are the enthusiasts who are definitely going to show up and pull the poll lever. The election's not about the mood of the nation. It's about those who actually get out and vote.
Sloganeering can be a powerful tool, and the T-shirt is a perfect medium for it. But I'm curious if there's things that you won't print on a T-shirt.
There are. You know, that's a big debate here at Cafe Press. We weed out too much love and too much hate, basically. So no porn, no hate stuff, because people stop showing up if you let certain people kind of dominate the conversation.
Now, I was going through your site, and you know, I was continued to be freshly amazed at how clever ordinary civilians can be.
I really liked, several years ago, there's a college intramural basketball team, happened to be, they were all Native Americans in Colorado, and they just created this kind of, you know, dorm pickup basketball team called the Fighting Whites. And they're making fun of the, you know, kind of fighting Indian sort of slogans. And they had this sort of 1950s white guy clip art on the T-shirt, and it turned into a massive media frenzy. And I just loved it because, with, you know, Rush Limbaugh talked about it, but of course, you know, the liberal side talked about it too, and everyone had respect for this thing that felt like it should be controversial, but was just funny and amazing and touching and, you know, patriotic all at the same time. I don't know how you can mix more together with the Fighting Whites.
Now, we've all seen a phenomenon like OK Go, the fairly obscure music group that broke out because of their treadmill dance on YouTube. Are there any Cafe Press stars that have risen from obscurity on the basis of a T-shirt design?
We certainly had pop culture phenomena. We had one that was pretty big, Free Katie, Katie Holmes. When Tom Cruise was, you know, jumping up and down on the sofa on Oprah, Free Katie, here's a huge design. And we had one called American Apology with President Bush. Somebody wrote, you know, "I'm sorry I didn't vote for him," in many languages, so you could wear that around the world when you're flying around to let them know you weren't a supporter. And that really took off.
And is there anything that has taken off, you know, more or less to your political chagrin?
To my political chagrin? Yeah, I can't think of anything. Everything I've seen that has taken off, it's taken off because ultimately the social fabric of America cares about substance, believe it or not, even when it doesn't look that way. And I think freedom of expression is one of the core principles of America, and it works.
Concerning the social fabric, is it 100% cotton or a cotton poly blend?
We're cotton. Yeah, all cotton.
All right, Fred. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fred Durham is the co-founder and CEO of CafePress.com.